sympathetic to the plight of the economic migrant as we are, especially those without the correct papers.
I have no papers.
We guessed as much.
I have a British passport. Did I not mention it? When I arrived in this country, I married an Englishman. It was a financial arrangement. I never thought I would see him again. 2 months later, he shows up on my doorstep. He needs more money. I give it to him. A week after that, he returns. He says it was not enough. It was then I realized drastic action must be taken.
What did you do?
I killed him. Look at your face! Of course I didn't kill him.
Oh, well, Nolly, I'll tell you something.
I hurt him.
What? Look at our faces.
No, not this time. But since then, I am a respectably married English woman. Have you never wondered why my name was Nolly Ramsbottom?
We do appreciate you, Nolly, and we are more than prepared to show it.
Bearing in mind that we are in the middle of a terrible economic depression.
No need, I want for nothing.
You see, well, I'm glad to hear that. Okay, well, I'm off to work.
Except.
Except what?
I want to invite my friends round.
Well, that's fine, it's not a problem.
Only, well, I may have told them some small fibs that you would have to go along with.
Such as?
This is my house.
Well, you know, okay.
Thomas is my child.
Right.
I have an au pair. That's you, Claire. So you will have to serve us all evening.
Okay, well, just this once.
I suppose you want me to impersonate your husband?
Don't be ridiculous.
How dare you, Fisher? How dare you say that to me? Take your offensive mouth to the headmaster immediately and you say to him exactly what you said to me.
But, sir...
And tell him I recommend immediate exclusion. Now, go. Oh,
a bit harsh, wasn't it, Simon?
No, Brian, it wasn't. David Tennant was the best Doctor Who bar none. And I will not hear otherwise.
A bit tetchy today, aren't you, Simon?
Oh, maybe. I had a terrible time yesterday evening.
Why, what happened?
Well, you know, I've been having relations with Jacqueline and Pauline and Manuela and Yvonne and Beth.
Yeah?
Well, last night, they all came to see me at the same time.
Wow, that's some coincidence.
Not really. It was parents' evening.
Simon, what have I told you before about sleeping with the parents?
Brian, I wish I'd listened. They weren't happy when they realised the situation.
What did you do?
What I always do. I promised to bump their kids' marks up.
It isn't right that you inhabit a world entirely composed of guilt-free sex and breathing, whilst I commit one teensy-eensy-weensy act of infidelity and I suffer eternal torment.
No, Brian, it isn't right. Especially since you didn't even sleep with the girl you thought you were sleeping with. Remind me again, Brian, how did that happen?
Well, I think we covered a lot of ground there, Dexter, so I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I can't make tomorrow. I'm doing community service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got caught up in the riots. The police arrested me, looting the spiritual awareness bookshop.
What were you doing in that?
Well, I'd already looted all the sportswear, electrical gear and consumer goods I could carry. But when I got it home, I still felt strangely empty.
Where the hell is Claire? She knows it's a team meeting.
I'm sure she'll be along soon.
Oh, nice trainers, Helen.
Yeah, thanks, Rhea. I got them from one of Claire's clients. They're not pristine, I know, but for a fiver, I say, who cares about a bit of smoke damage?
Hi, everyone. Hi, sorry I'm late.
Hi.
Yeah. Right, everybody, I declare this team meeting open. Okay, first, I've spotted a culture of blame developing in this office. And when I find out who's responsible, I'm going to bloody kill him. Second, the ashes. It was 6 months ago. Shut up. Third, the police have suggested introducing a distress code for social workers on home visits. Now, if for any reason you feel uncomfortable or at risk, you call the office and ask to speak to Sheila O'Sullivan. SOS. Yeah? SOS.
Okay.
Got it? Clever, huh?
Yeah.
Finally, I bought a load of tea and biscuits just in case the big society kicks in and we find ourselves with a bit of time on our hands. Helen, you want to say something?
Point for the record.
Yep, go ahead.
I should like to see David Cameron fall over a cliff and have his face ripped off by a gorse bush. And I'm sure I speak for everyone in the...